Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, it's a brand new year, and she is back in studio, of course. Madtown, get ready for the most adorable and talented fashion and beauty blogger, Kelsey Christine, in the house. Girl, what are we up to with your Instagram followers?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I'm still at 23.
You're
something.
At like 30,000 people
I know.
Now.
No, yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just like, oh, it's like 30,000. Whatever.
So, you know, girl, it's fine.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook Live, and we are super stoked because this is a very special segment, Miss Trey, when it comes to speaking about some great things that are happening. So, Kelsey girl, tell us what's going on.
So, I have a blog post going up today that's all about getting motivated to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to share 5 tips over on the blog. But one of those tips is going to be to take a workout class. And lately, I've been taking a workout class at Peter Krause Fitness.
Yeah.
So, I brought a special guest.
Woo!
Hello
Peter
there.
Peter Krause. Yeah.
This is Peter. I've been taking 2 classes a week at Peter Krause Fitness in Middleton. And it's been a huge help. Like, when I say huge, I mean like,
yeah.
Amazing. Well, yeah, I mean, look at the guy. The guy obviously knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good
thing. It's working. It's working.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So, Trace, I'll have you. Take it away.
Hey, Peter, tell us about Peter Krause Fitness, how long it's been around, and what type of gym is it?
So it's been around for about 8 months. I've been a personal trainer for almost 11 years. Opened up the gym because I didn't find anything in town that was quite like it. It's a blend between a 24-hour fitness gym that has all of your general equipment with kettlebells and dumbbells and treadmills and cable machines and all that,
mm-hmm.
but then also has a boutique classroom. And the classroom
really
is
cute.
More functional fitness. So we have sleds and ropes and kettlebells and resistance bands. And it's a lot of stuff that you don't necessarily get in a lot of these new up-and-coming kind of boutique gyms, like the treadmill-based and the bike-based.
Right.
It's more cardio and strength, but it's more general long-term strength that will help with long-term health and longevity of health. So it's a really good gym that I think maybe if people tried, they'd sure be nervous in the beginning, but fall in love with right away.
Right. Yeah.
And I was definitely nervous in the beginning too. I don't know. I never worked out before.
Well, you never.
And that's actually the majority of the people we have never worked out or haven't worked out in a year or 2 years.
Yeah.
Mine had been a long time.
Well, and everybody gets very nervous. The most common thing that I hear of new people coming to the gym is I'm nervous just to start. And my biggest push is just try one time.
Right.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to come back.
Right.
And if you do, I bet you have a really good time and you at least do it once a week, if not 2 or 3 times, and you really enjoy it.
For sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get intimidated too. They're like, well, all these people that have been going to these classes, I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
That is not the case at all.
Yeah.
Like you go and you'll work to their kind of pace too, which is really nice. Like you can tell them to work however fast or slow they need to go based on.
Well, we have a max capacity of 16. So with one trainer and in technically one group, but we usually split into 2 to 4 groups of that 16, you get so much one-on-one attention in that class that if you are doing something slightly off, we're not going to like downgrade you for it, but instead we're going to go over there and help you with it and make sure that you're doing it properly. So in the future, you avoid injury and you also have a lot of strength built through that correction that we give you.
I do want to say that's one of the biggest things that I think people need to see about a trainer, that mad props that you guys make sure that someone that is going to get into working out is not going to injure themselves, because that's so important. Because when people will get in the gym and think they know what they're doing.
Right.
No, you don't.
Right. I've been corrected.
A lot of people don't know what they're doing.
Well, and that's why most people go to the treadmill.
In a good way.
It's easy. You press one button and you go.
Yeah.
But treadmill's only going to do so much. It's going to help with a little bit of leg strength, sure, but it's going to be more just a little bit of cardiovascular base. And long term, you need strength building. It's how you get the most bang for your buck.
Ooh, that's my favorite. All right. So how often would you recommend someone like us to take a class from you?
Well, as many times as possible, obviously. If you can come in 5 days a week for every class, that's great.
Right.
Yeah.
But basically, I'd say start with once. And if you like it, I would say twice a week is probably your kind of sweet spot. If you can come 3 times a week, you're really going to get a lot. The way we set up our class schedule is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is strength base.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday and Thursday is recovery and conditioning.
Okay.
So long-term health is really Tuesday and Thursday. And that building a base for, you know, just like tasks of daily living, picking something up, getting in and out of your bed or your car, whatever, at any age, that's going to be like Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
I like that. So it's for, you know, someone like us, Trey.
Yes. Yes,
we're
going
to want to work out 3 times a week.
We are.
And you guys need to come with me. Where have you been?
Fun.
Why haven't we gone to class together?
I've actually been to the gym.
Point.
Oh, you have?
So I just toured it, but I do. And I was.
You made it far, Tracy.
You made it far.
Hey, I was there when you guys opened. Okay.
That's the start that I'm talking about.
But I was intimidated at first, and I work out. I was.
You do. You do a really good job working out.
So why were you intimidated?
Because I know you're hardcore.
Not though. That's the thing. So my workouts will be tough.
Yeah.
But they're tough for your level.
Yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
like if you're really advanced, they'll be tough.
Yeah.
If you're brand new, they're going to be tough.
Yeah.
But they're only tough to your specific needs and yeah. desires and all that.
I'm
like
really
if you're not trying to do, you know, cleans and cleaning jerks and all this kind of like crazy conditioning movements for people that are very advanced, I'm not going right. to have you do that.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to make like that squat that you're just now learning a little bit tougher on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what trainers are good for.
Yeah. It's all totally. About pushing yeah. your body.
If you didn't have a hard Absolutely. Workout, I mean,
it's true.
Why work out?
Then
why
you're
paying
doing
for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Cassie, since you do the workouts with Peter Krause, what is your favorite part of it?
Yeah.
My favorite part is more so like, well, most of the feedback I've gotten from friends that I've brought to classes is mm-hmm. I would never do this type of these movements and whatnot mm-hmm. by going to the gym by myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's same with me too. If I go to the gym, I kind of walk around aimlessly. Like, what do I do? What
yeah.
should I do? Let me just
right.
look like I'm doing something.
Right.
Whereas taking an hour class with Peter, it's, mm-hmm. you're getting pushed that entire hour.
Yep.
Obviously with breaks, don't worry. But you're doing.
Those yeah. are important.
There are some.
Breaks
you know?
Are good. Breaks are good.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the best thing. People are like, I would have never done this if mm-hmm. had I gone to the gym on my own.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
are there any current specials going on? Like if people want to sign up?
Tons. So one thing that we always have going on is kind of a buy one, get one, or you reward yourself by doing more. And that's if you take a Monday class, you get Tuesday class free.
Okay.
If you take a Wednesday class, you get Thursday class free. And the idea is that
good.
I want to make sure that everybody's doing their best and has their best foot forward and yep. they're getting both strength and the conditioning and the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do it is like reward you for coming in.
Right.
But outside of that, we have right now 20% off our general membership. So our membership is only $40 a month right now. And that's okay. the 24-hour access. Mostly like the big box 24-hour gyms that you see through or around town. Mm-hmm. We're a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute, small space. So it's very like bright and uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
A little different than most gyms in town here.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, you get one free personal training session when you sign up. You get two free classes when you first sign up. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up after those two free classes, you get another 20% off on your first package of classes.
Okay.
So a bunch of stuff for people coming
yeah,
in the gym.
Wow.
I want to make
Lots
it affordable for everybody.
Yeah.
You have online training right now too that you just started,
I also do,
right?
Yeah, I do online personal training.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Wow.
That's going to be a little bit more intense as far as what you get.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a lot of attention on that. So the cost is a bit higher.
Yeah.
But you're taking a lot of my time and I'm giving you a lot of personal attention. So it's just a very different route to go.
Yeah.
But that's out there too.
Yeah, I love
that.
A lot
that.
Of people I've brought in too for the first two free classes have signed up right away because they're like, I love this. So
just
give it a try. And
for
see.
People who have never been out to your location, where are you at?
So I'm in downtown Middleton.
Okay.
It's right next to Long Table. Everybody loves that place.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So it's 1826 Aurora Street. We're right there on the corner. You'll see it. There's a, I'm very proud of my new sign on the front.
It's pretty. I like
so
it.
So you'll see that.
We like pretty.
The lighted sign was a little too expensive, so just don't come in the dark. You can't see it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I usually don't look at it, though. And when I'm leaving.
You're going to know it's there.
When I'm leaving.
There's a big garage door out front, so you'll see it.
Very
nice. Hey, so Kelsey is sharing her other tips to get motivated to working out on her blog. Get exclusive access to Kelsey's blog post by texting FLY, F-L-Y, to 601-608-321-0931. Hey, Kelsey, tell us where everybody can find you.
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm at itsmekelsey22. And then my blog, where I have those tips, is kelseychristine.com. And I'm on YouTube at kelseychristine. And then, Peter, tell everyone how they can find you.
You can find me at the gym Monday through Friday. But you can
it.
Also find me on Peter Krause WI on Instagram or at Peter Krause Fitness as well on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, I have to ask before we let Peter Krause go.
Right, yes.
Ladies, as you know,
Come
you
on.
Watched Mr. Peter on TV because
That's right.
he was on The Bachelorette season 13. Of course, The Bachelor was on last night, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy for me to see these amount of women doing their thing to impress this guy. You have been in this position. Really, what is the reality when you went through this first night meeting Rachel? Like, what were you feeling?
Yeah.
So nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, I was obviously on the opposite side of it, so I was one of 31 versus the one person. And I couldn't imagine being the lead because it was so nerve-wracking just being an individual on the show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget one story I tell people a lot was I found out I was going to be the first out of the limo about 20 minutes before we went to the house.
Oh, you were first out of the limo.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Scared the living bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
We stopped at the bottom of the hill in our limos, maybe like a block or two away from the house. And I had to do a couple shots just to Bring down the nerves a little bit.
As you should. I would be so nervous.
Well, you have to think of something to be memorable, right? Like once you get out.
Yeah. You're supposed to. I didn't do anything. I forgot the line I had worked up in my head and everything. Yeah. I just introduced myself as Peter from Wisconsin. And
yay!
That's what it was.
You did good.
I know you watched it last night as well as I did.
I did.
Was the one person that was most memorable to you?
Oh, good question.
There was a lot of ladies.
I don't know. I just remember the name Michaela for some reason. Just because it threw me off. Michaela.
Oh, that was a Michaela. Good name.
I was unsure about it.
There's a lot of ladies out there thinking they were going to impress him by coming out as flight attendants. One in a suitcase.
That cracked me up.
One in a paper plane.
There's like six girls that were flight attendants. All.
That's so crazy.
It's always fun. Tracy and I, of course, will be speaking about that on Thursday with Reality Check. Again, Fashion on the Fly. This is your go-to place, of course, to get the best in town. Kelsey, you know, you clothe us for free. You style us.
Yes. And, thank you.
Peter Krause will get your body into shape.
See, there you go.
Right.
So we can fit in the clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There you have it. Thank you so much. And a big shout out to Daisy, your dog.
Yes. Daisy made a little appearance here.
Daisy's look at she got up. She's super cute. All right, guys, there you have it. Fashion on the Fly with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Bye.